You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Radio Clash. I'm your host, Will Moustakakis. And yeah, we're going to have probably not my longest show ever, but just a pretty chill show. Nothing too big. So we're going to... First, I just gotta find my playlist this week. So this week, you know, we're gonna play some songs that, you know, it's just kind of how I'm feeling recently. So first off, we're gonna start off with, if you're not aware of how I'm feeling, this song will certainly tell you. This is Insight by Joy Division off their classic album Unknown Pleasures. You know, the t-shirt one. Anyway, here we go with Insight by Joy Division.
Thank you.
That was Insight from Joy Division. Joy Division obviously being the probably the most important, maybe most popular post-punk band, especially the most popular post-punk band to come out of the UK. They went and formed New Order afterwards. Up next, we have a song from Queens of the Stone Age. I'm pretty sure this album came out in 2013. Yes, it did. Oof. Their 2013 album, Like Clockwork. This is the title track, which is the last song on the album, I believe. Yeah. I almost played I Appear Missing, but, I mean, that was 6 minutes. This one's 5 minutes, 24 seconds. I mean, maybe if we have time at the end, we'll play I Appear Missing, too. Who knows? But this is Like Clockwork from Queens of the Stone Age. So, here we go. From here. That was Like Clockwork from Queens of the Stone Age. Up next we have The Greatest Gift from Sufjan Stevens off his EP, also called The Greatest Gift, which had some previously unreleased songs, and then some like remixes of like Death with Dignity, John My Beloved, 4th of July, stuff off Carrie and Lowell. Here we go with The Greatest Gift from Sufjan Stevens.
Praise the mountain and the rain, all the gifts that still remain. But the greatest gift of all, and the law above all laws, is to love your friends and lovers. For your brothers, as you abide in peace, so will your delight increase. As the mystery of the cross is the love joy lost, the toss.
That was Sufjan Stevens with The Greatest Gift. Up next, we have a song from The Smiths, from their 1984 album of the same name, The Smiths. This song is called What Difference Does It Make? It's got one of my favorite Johnny Marr guitar riffs of all time. Johnny Marr, of course, being the guitarist from The Smiths. Excuse me. Anyway, so here we go with What Difference Does It Make? This is the remastered version, but I don't know if it really matters to my listeners. Anyway, here we go.
Oh,
That was What Difference Does It Make from the Smiths, off their album The Smiths. Up next we have It Must Get Lonely by the Wonder Years, off their new-ish album that came out earlier this year, Sister Cities. This album was okay. I mean, it's a change in sound from what their previous stuff was, but it still has some good songs. And anyway, I'm also sorry if, like, I've played some of these songs on here before. Like, I might have played What Difference Does It Make. I might have played Insight. I don't think I've played Like Clockwork or The Greatest Gift, but I think I might have played those two before. I'm not sure. But I haven't played them in a while, at least, I hope. Maybe I have. Maybe I played them last week. Who knows? Anyway, here we are with It Must Get Lonely by The Wonder Years.
After 2 weeks in the dark, if you gotta tell me you're not using, it's probably 'cause you are. Well, I saw you there just a block off the sea road home, on an empty street where the others have been torn down, and you're the last one standing. It must get lonely.
Yeah.
That was It Must Get Lonely from the Wonder Years. Up next, we have a song from a band I completely forgot existed until I saw someone wearing a shirt of theirs the other day, which is pretty funny because their top listened to song on Spotify only has 2 million listens. But I bought their second album. You're Always on My Mind is really cool packaging. I remember that. I had it on a CD, so it's like cardboard almost. It's pretty cool. Anyway, the band is A Great Big Pile of Leaves. The reason I found out about them was because they were on the same record label as The World is a Beautiful Place and I'm No Longer Afraid to Die. I don't remember what record label that is. Anyway, and then I was like, oh wow, this is a pretty cool band. Anyway, so this song is Egocentrism off their 2013 album, You're Always on My Mind, by A Great Big Pile of Leaves.
Everyone is in bed by silver, but I am out of reach. We're heading to the office, but I just want.
That was Egocentrism from A Great Big Pile of Leaves. Up next we have Never Meant from American Football. American Football are a pretty good band. This is off their self-titled album, which came out in 1999. And then they released another one in 2016. It wasn't as good. But their one album that came out in 1999 is like, you know, the emo album of the late 90s. I mean, what year did Diary come out? Sunny Day Real Estate, Diary. Let's look this up. That came out in 94. So, yeah, that was like mid-90s. American Football are like the premier emo band of the late 90s and the early 2000s. Like, their style flowed into the early 2000s. Bands like Jimmy Eat World. And then even more modern bands like Modern Baseball and stuff. Anyway, let's just listen to American Football, Never Meant. This has got to be their most popular song, surely. 8 million plays on Spotify. Here we go with Never Meant from American Football.
Thank you.
Up next, we have a song from Radiohead called True Love Waits off of Moonshaped Pool, which was their most recent album, came out 2 years ago now. I feel like I've played a lot of Radiohead's discography, and I don't think I've ever played anything off of Moonshaped Pool. I could be wrong, but I don't think I have. So I knew it was kind of a safe pick, not playing a song I've played before. But actually, now that I think about it, I might have played this song before. Anyway, my friend Neil really likes the live version of this, and the live version is pretty good, but I think this version is pretty good too, the album version. Anyway, we're going to play True Love Waits from Radiohead.
I'll try.
Up next, we have a song called Playing the Victim from The Story So Far, which was a band I listened to in high school. This is off their 2013 album, What You Don't See, which has a very bizarre cover, but I remember picking this album up too on CD when it came out. So here we go with Playing the Victim from The Story So Far off of What You Don't See. That was Playing the Victim from The Story So Far. And then up next, probably the last song of the episode, we have All My Heroes from Bleachers off their 2017 album, Gone Now. I've played a lot of that album on here before, so should be no surprise that I'm playing more of it. Here we go, All My Heroes.
Short, the love that I dreamt of.
That was All My Heroes from Bleachers, and that's going to be the end of the show today, ending a little early, but that's okay. So you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Radio Clash. I'm Wilmus Dukakis, and I think I'll be back next week. Next week will probably be my last show of the semester, so if you're interested in that, tune in next week. Same time, 1 to 2 p.m. on Wednesday. Thanks for listening. I'll leave you with the Robo DJ.